Arizona is continuing its statewide coronavirus testing blitz, but some people are seeking their own tests. As KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, there are a variety of types of tests being conducted, and each has its pluses and minuses.
Testing, testing everywhere. But which is best to take?
You're looking for very different things. So it's not a question of better. It's a question of what you're looking for.
That's interim Pima County Health Director Dr. Bob England. He says what you're looking to determine governs which decision to make.
The nasal swab is a PCR test looking for the presence of the virus itself. So you're trying to find out whether somebody's actively infected right now. The serology test is looking for antibodies that your body has produced to tell you whether you've ever been infected at any point in time.
PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction and tests the RNA of the coronavirus taken from a nasal swab sample.
An advantage is that that testing approach is very specific. So if you get a positive test result, it's very likely to be a true positive test. Now, if you get a negative test result, however, the possibility for a false negative test is there.
That's Dr. Yana Broadhurst with the University of Nebraska Medical Center, who specializes in laboratory diagnostic testing. She says the variability and the inequality of the serology tests on the market may mean a positive test isn't as reliable.
The sensitivity of the test is something that we have to give thought to as well. Antibodies form once you're exposed to the virus, and there is a window period after you've been exposed and developed symptoms until those antibodies develop.
Broadhurst's concerns about serology testing are shared by many experts, including Dr. Claire Stanley. She's with the Center for Global Health Science and Security and the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at Georgetown University. She says there are two main problems. First, serology tests don't give a good indication of whether a person who has antibodies is still able to transmit the coronavirus.
Secondly, we know that there's a range of accuracies with these tests, and I'm personally quite concerned that it might give some people a false sense of security if they're false positive, or also we may be seeing a case where people are restricted even though they have been exposed because of a false negative test.
Stanley says false positives rarely occur with nasal swab tests for active virus, but false negatives are a major concern. These can occur by mishandling samples or poor collection technique, which must penetrate deep into the nasal cavity.
Similarly, people's viral loads do vary over the course of an infection. That means that the amount of virus they will have in their nasal passages may change over time naturally, which means that depending on when they're sampled, they may get a negative result even though they're still infected with the virus.
Recently, the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency authorization for yet a third test that can be done in a doctor's office. This method tests for antigens or toxins in the blood, which have prompted a person's immune system to respond.
The good thing is it's a really quick turnaround. It's less invasive, so it's not that big, long swab that you've seen on television for the PCR test.
That's the state's former health director, Will Humble, who cautioned there's a caveat. It
does have a fair number of false negatives, which means if someone has symptoms in the doctor's office and they take this initial antigen test first and it shows negative, but there's other symptoms, then the doc might follow up with that longer nasal pharyngeal swab.
The price tag for the statewide testing blitz with nasal swabs is unknown at this time, though KJZZ has requested those figures. As business owners juggle the economic sense of opening their doors in the wake of Governor Doug Ducey's relaxed restrictions, for those who don't qualify for free testing, an average cost for a nasal swab is under $200. Serology tests can be as low as $25 and antigen tests as low as $5. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.